listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations.
Welcome back to Season 7, Episode 16. Well, family, summer is here. The weather's warmer, the invitations are coming, the group chats are active, the vacations are being planned, the cookouts are being scheduled, the brunches are happening, the trips are getting booked, and while summer is often marketed as a season of freedom, some people enter September exhausted, financially stressed, emotionally drained, and wondering where summer went. Today I'm talking about how to live an intentional summer instead of a reactive summer. How to enjoy life without losing yourself. How to protect your peace while still making memories. And why everybody else's summer should not determine how you spend yours. Now, one of the most dangerous things about summer isn't just heat. It's pressure. Pressure to be everywhere, to attend everything, to spend money you don't have, to say yes to everyone, to keep up with social media, maintain appearances, and avoid missing out. And before you know it, your calendar is full, your bank account may be close to empty, and your nervous system is overwhelmed. And your peace has disappeared. Summer should not require self-abandonment. And I'm going to say that again. Summer should not require self-abandonment. And before I move any further, I'm going to invite you to join me in a centering practice. And take a deep breath in and inhale. And slowly exhale. One more time. Deep breath in and hold for a second. And now slowly exhale. I want you to repeat. I do not have to follow the crowd. I am allowed to choose what's right for me. My peace is more valuable than social pressure. Now let's be honest. Some people don't make summer decisions intentionally. They make them emotionally and often unconsciously. Psychologically, human beings are wired for belonging. We want connection, acceptance, inclusion, community. So when everyone is doing something, it can feel uncomfortable to choose differently. This is called social conformity, and it's the tendency to align our behavior with the group, even when the group isn't aligned with our values, even when the group isn't healthy, even when the group isn't helping us grow. Let's talk about people, because energy is contagious, and the people around you influence your thinking, your habits, your spending, your mood, your boundaries, your decisions. Ask yourself, who am I spending time with this summer? Do they bring peace or drama? Do they inspire growth or gossip? Do they support accountability or encourage poor decisions? Do I feel energized after being with them or emotionally depleted? Because not everyone deserves unlimited access to you. And summer is not the excuse to lower your standards. And I'm going to share more in the next segment.
Thank you.
let's compare. Reactive summer, saying yes automatically, spending impulsively, overcommitting, people-pleasing, chasing experiences for social media, and fear of missing out. Intentional summer, choosing experiences that align with your values, protecting your finances, honoring your energy, resting without guilt, prioritizing meaningful connection, making room for joy. One creates exhaustion, the other creates renewal. And now let's have a real conversation. Every year, people enter summer determined to live their best life. And by September, they're stressed. Why? Because they've spent money trying to keep up. Some people are funding lifestyles with debt, credit cards, loans, financial stress. But don't compare your reality to someone else's highlight reel. A peaceful summer doesn't have to be expensive. And some of the best memories come from walks, parks, family gatherings, reading, benches, mindfulness, and community. Joy is not always attached to a price tag. Summer can be healing, but only if you're present. And many people stay so busy trying to create memories that they never actually experience them. So slow down. Notice the sunlight. Notice the laughter. Notice the conversations. Notice the stillness. Experience the rest. Your nervous system needs restoration, not constant stimulation. So let's reflect. Ask yourself, what do I want to experience this summer? What do I need more of? What do I need less of? Who helps me become my best self? What boundaries will protect my peace? And how do I want to feel by September? Not how do I want to look. Not how do I want to post. How do I want to feel? So let's tie in the Season 7 framework. Completion. Release the need to follow the crowd. Release the fear of missing out. Release the pressure to perform. Reflection. Examine your relationships, your habits, your priorities, your motivations. Renewal. Create a summer rooted in peace, purpose, rest, joy, connection, and intentionality. So as I close today's episode, I want to remind you of this. Summer is not a competition. It's not a performance. It's not a race. It's an opportunity. An opportunity to reconnect with yourself, to slow down, to be intentional, to choose experiences that nourish rather than drain you. Season 7 reminds us of completion, release social pressure. Reflection, identify what truly matters, and renewal, create a summer that aligns with your values. Don't follow the crowd this summer, follow your peace. Until next time, take care of your mind, protect your heart, and remember, you are the most important person in your life.
Thanks for for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.